We've got a few things here that came up this week. Matter of fact, Gary, you were the first one to see some of this stuff. It was an item about a special set of websites that were valuable for this time of year. And they were brought to our attention by a fellow named Volkman, who I haven't got the lead to this, but is involved with the internet, and suggested these things as good sites to have around during the holiday season. And one of them, the first one on the list here, is the grocery gadget shopping list, which I thought was kind of an interesting one to start with. Have you checked this out?
You know, I have. You know, again, some of them have been around for a little while, and they've caught people's attention. Some of them, I like some of the food and recipe ones, because now you can look for maybe a little different, not to change everything in the Thanksgiving Day feast, but maybe a few little differences. Like this year, you know, coconut and mango for us might be appropriate. So I got to figure out how to do coconut dressing or mango dressing. I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Well, mango dressing would probably be pretty good.
I thought that was kind of interesting around some of the apps, how you can compare prices, find coupons. And again, some of those sites have been around for a while, and they've really gotten a lot of traffic going to them, and for good reason. They're decent sites.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this grocery gadget, by the way, folks, if you go to internetadvisor.net and our show notes and you scroll down, you'll find links to all of the sites that we're talking about right now. Under grocery gadgets, it's kind of interesting. They have a series. What this does is it links you to other kind of apps, right, Gary?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, there's a couple of them that just say, here, go here, 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 and here, especially if you want, and they describe some of the reasons that you might want to go to some of the apps, which is, and again, you know, it's about the shopping. That particular one, a lot of them are around the shopping list, and it's food, so it's fun to shop those kinds
of things. And if you go through here, what the kind of neat thing about this is that it's a single hub or portal, if you will, from which you can go off to all sorts of other things. Like if you go to the under the gadget heading, there's save time at home, sync list with the family, import recipe ingredients. There's all sorts of things that this gives you access to as well. And then you can load them into your iPhone, BlackBerry, Nokia, even Windows phones. There ain't many of them around.
Well, we used to call those landing pages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with all the links, you'd have My Favorite Links page, and a lot of sites have those. We've gotten away from doing that because it would drag people out off of our site. So we haven't done that as much lately. You don't see many sites that do that anymore. And this is a good one that that helps you find really good, well-vetted sites for the holidays, specifically around the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shane, you know, you were talking about doing some special Sicilian cooking.
Correct.
So you have a certain ethnic recipes that are
passed down.
They're
do you
passed
have,
down.
Like, Italian cranberries or...
cannolis. Cannolis.
Better.
That's about all they eat.
Much better.
You know what though?
Better.
They do. They do. You know, like her sisters, and you know, her sister is the one who does all the baking, and they'll bring all the Italian cookies and sweets down and cannolis. And I stick to just the traditional food. We do roast beef. It's simple. It's easy. And Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
You know, beef is always good on Christmas Eve.
So but I was looking at, there's one of the other sites up there is the food pardon me, the Food Network.
Food Network. Mm-hmm. Yep, Food Network. Yeah. Yep.
And that seems to have, I mean, also they have recipes in here?
Yeah,
and well?
I just looked it up on the Food Network for you. There's a mango, Caribbean mango dressing for you.
Ooh,
oh,
Gary.
I gotta find that. Okay, send me the link.
Yeah.
it's right there. If you go to the Food Network.
Yeah, Food Network.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to find it.
There's a bunch of them. There's a mango cilantro dressing.
Ooh.
There's all kinds of good stuff there for you.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, you're down by the water. Why not just good old-fashioned oyster dressing?
You know, like something like that, or like a seafood jumbo, I think may take the place of turkey.
I did oyster dressing 1 year for the family, and they all about killed me. You know, I went old school on them. You know, they did not appreciate it very much.
Yeah, proceed carefully with these things. There's something here called Paprika Recipe Manager. And that looks like it's fascinating. There's all sorts of...
That helps you organize your recipes.
That's it. Okay, yeah. And they have it for Mac and iOS.
That would be something like for the family, the passed down recipes where you've got, you know, your aunt's scribble on a... In your,
I have that.
And that paper's about ready to disintegrate and fall apart where you...
You're right.
Bring it right
brown
in.
Brown and crinkled.
Right.
I have that because I do a lot of the baking and cooking around the holidays, and I have that problem that I have a whole bunch of these things.
Are you the keeper of the recipes for
the
families?
And, yes.
Then this is something you should probably do for the future. You know, archive it and get it ready.
Yeah, you're right.
Really, yeah, you know, when you're looking up recipes, though, you know, you got to be careful not to have a flour event, right?
Right.
You know, you can do that on the old style recipes that were paper on your computer. Not.
Oh yeah,
that.
Right.
You're right. Yeah, be careful. I've spilled all sorts of things on my
but
computer.
You know,
I didn't want
to
do that.
To be totally honest with you, you know, you talked about earlier that you didn't, you know, you haven't unpacked your Alexa yet, and she's sitting in my kitchen. And so if I need to know, you know, how many cups are in a, you know, a milligram, you know, any of those type of things when I'm cooking, I just ask Alexa, and she tells me right away.
Really?
Oh, it's wonderful. I using your phone like, hey Google or hey Siri,
yeah,
you know, tell me a joke is one thing, but when she's, you know, got this knowledge there, if she doesn't know it, she'll tell you, hey, I don't know the answer right now, but I'm going to go and find out what that answer is. Ask me in a few days, and I'll research that for you. So there's certain things that she'll learn.
Really?
That she'll ask you, do you want me to learn that for next time? And you tell her. You know, I was asking her about, I know it's a little bit off track, but if peanuts were okay for dogs.
Oh, okay.
And she said, well, I don't know that, but let me research the veterinarian, blah, 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 blah. And next time I asked her, she riddled off this whole list of things that were good for dogs. And
how many days was it before you
went? A day or two.
A day or two, you went back. And she had the answers then.
She had the answer. But so for when you're talking about cooking in your kitchen and, you know, apps and technology, the Alexa's perfect for that.
Okay, Alexa is a product from Amazon?
Is the Amazon Dot.
That's the Amazon Dot.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's the one where if you say, you know, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon, she tells you.
It'll tell you what it is.
You know, and how to cook this or how to cook that or how long do I boil an egg or, you know, any of those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the presentation temperature of a turkey or a finished temperature of dressing salad dressing? You know, those kind of things.
Oh, wow.
She'll know all those things.
Now, Pinterest is one of the other ones that they mentioned here. I thought that was just for pictures, but apparently you can put a whole lot more up on Pinterest. Am I right?
Recipes, yeah. That's
but,
where...
you know, the best part about Pinterest is looking at all that food, and I get hungry every time.
I'm looking at some cookies right now that are making me crazy.
You want to know the best part of Pinterest is they do something like food, like cookies and cakes, and they do the worst fails of Pinterest, where they show the actual cake, and then what it turned out, what the Pinterest people made it look like. Unbelievably funny.
That does sound good.
Yeah, Pinterest epic fails.
If yours doesn't look like this, you've done something wrong.
You know, you've got this Christmas cake, and they show this beautiful Christmas cake, and then they show 10 or so other pictures of the people that were on Pinterest to try it, and it's so funny. It's the funniest thing you'll ever see in your life.
Oh, my goodness. Classic fails. Well, yes. The last one there is kind of a fascinating one. It's called BlackFriday.fm. And again, if you go to our homepage, which is internetadvisor.net, and look under the show notes, you'll see that in the second hour we list that. It's Black Friday FM. And when you get into it, it actually is kind of like, again, Gary, that's what you talked about, of a hub.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you go there in order to be able to find out how to get easily to Walmart, Amazon, GameStop, Best Buy, Kmart, you name it. I mean, it's all in here. It's interesting.
Well, and searchable, too. So that's the nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could say, all right,
yes,
I'd like to. And if it's not there now, you can register. And I believe it then tells you if a deal comes up on, you know, whatever you're looking for.
By the way,
put in the next
guys, Rick mentioned a site called Camel, Camel, Camel. That's K. Is it K-A or C-A?
C-A.
C-A-M-E-L, again, mm-hmm. just three times repeating the name Camel. Have either any of you tried that?
No, I have
not.
It seems pretty humpy to me.
I'm afraid camel juice will show up if I say it three times.
No, I have not tried it, but apparently it's a way of, if you're buying something on Amazon, mm-hmm. it's a good thing to go to just to see where the price is in terms of, in relation to other, you know, when the high on it was. And
well, every
and
once in a while, Rick will throw out a website that I've never heard of, and I wind up loving it. You know, I'm going to try that when I get home, the Camel, Camel, Camel.
Yeah. All
right. You know what's interesting, what's going on with Amazon right now, is that there's been a couple times, well-publicized times, when Amazon's not the lowest cost.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. there are certain products that aren't available on Amazon. And so what Amazon has done is they said, you know, on our dime, we're going to go ahead and reduce the price so we don't get dinged. We're not going to ask all the businesses that sell through Amazon, because Amazon doesn't own all those products.
Right.
They're just the front end, and then yeah. the company fulfills them. The problem is that when they drop the price, that's good for the consumer, but it wreaks havoc with the other retail partners, because now that's changed. Maybe, you know, where somebody's not getting most favored deal anymore
oh.
through another site, and so it's causing a little bit of problem. The partners are saying, I'm going to have to drop my prices on all of the sites that I work on, not just Amazon.
Wow.
And Amazon's going, well, isn't that good for the consumer? Yeah, that is good for the consumer, I think.
All right, folks, go to our homepage again, internetadvisor.net, and check out these various sites and tell us what they're like. Tell you what your experience is with them. Get back in touch with us through our Contact Us page.